I met Kili'imakua at his house in Makaha, in a screened-in portion of his lanai that he set aside for tattooing. Not by machine, but with the traditional Hawaiian method of tapping. Makua uses a tool called a moli, made of wood and bone that looks much like a miniature rake. He dips the moli into the ink made of kukui soot and uses another stick to tap the moli's teeth into his client's skin. The rhythmic tapping seems like it never ceases. Uhi, the Hawaiian word for tattoo, can take several hours. Music plays in the background and a fan runs cool. Tato, the traditional Hawaiian art of tattooing, is a cultural practice Makua has been studying for nearly 3 decades. And everything is ritual.
We have specific pule for everything that we do.
These pule or prayers include those done to wake up the tools and to call on the ancestors of the person on the mat receiving the tattoo.
What part of your body you're going to recognize something on speaks on, is it your past or is it your present, future? Is it a masculine thing or is it a feminine thing?
Everything has a purpose. Actually, there's a lot about it that a common person
or common tattooist would never know unless you sat in the space of somebody that had that inking.
That knowledge. For the past 27 years, Makua sat with Kione Nunez, a man whose name has become synonymous with the revitalization of the Hawaiian tatau practice. Makua was Nunez's right-hand man, making his tools, stretching skin for Nunez to tap, and cleaning up after all was done. But last December, Nunez said,
I come to the conclusion, you need to go and start this on your own and develop this as well so that it grows and it lives. And I was like, wait, pump your brakes.
In a 5-day uniki or graduation ceremony that had never been done in over 200 years, Makua became the first Hawaiian to be titled a kahuna kauhi, or tattooing priest.
You are part of it now, and you become that catalyst for change, whether positive or negative, but for things to continue.
He started his own pāuhi, or tattooing practice, named Kapa Ohuno Ohuno Holani. He took on students who would learn what he learned.
If we were the only ones that drew the blood of the ali'i and the other kahuna nui without being put to death, that's not to be taken lightly. So this practice is not to be taken lightly.
For HPR News, I'm Ku'uwehi Hiraishi.